Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Hello, everyone.
This is Nathan on the spot from Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming to you live. This Dr. A show tonight. I think she done put me on the spot. She used to be here by now, but she haven't called in. So I'm wondering now, what's going on? I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to try to get her a buzz to see what's happening tonight. But I hope that everyone had a very blessed Thanksgiving and didn't eat too much turkey, and that everybody's in good spirits and in good health tonight. Let me find another good selection here. And I'll be right back. Thank you.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else.
Coming to you live from the heart of America, the Midwest of Ohio, down in an area that is plagued with radiation. I've been talking to families down here today and farmers throughout this area. People are excited now to learn that they may have radiation problems, but they don't have to be distraught or despaired, because there are solutions to solve the problem so that their lives can be, the quality of their lives can be sustained and be managed. And so before we get started, I want to give a shout out to my colleagues at Columbia University in New York City, to the Center of Health, Equity, and Urban Science Education, to my colleagues at the Kagan Water Company of North America that has a regional office in New York City. Special shout out to Tamia Cologne, Thea, and her husband, just getting back in America from New Zealand on an international book tour. Miss Cologne is one of the highest, or she is the number one salesperson of the Kagan water machine in the world. And so she resides in New York, and she travels all over the world promoting the Kangen Water alkaline water machine. It has been their research and it's been their instruments and their craft of these machines that has brought a global awareness to how having alkalized foods and drinking alkaline water can be life-promoting and life-sustaining. And so I'm excited about her book that she is on a global promotion tour, bringing awareness to the fact that having an alkaline water system in your home can help, or should I say is a necessary part of your formula in promoting health and sustaining health and creating rejuvenation of your health, especially if you live in a radiation zone 1. And so now, why is that so important? Well, alkaline water is like having an antioxidant. Now, you know, antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, are important because they increase the negative electron charge and help to stabilize oxygen in the body. Antioxidants help to balance the oxygen molecule. So when you're having cellular mitosis, or you're having the development of another cell, the development of another healthy cell, when the oxygen molecule has 8 electrons, it can give a full combustion of energy at 90 megahertz. But if you're dehydrated, you have too much acid in the body, robs the oxygen molecule of negative electrons, it decreases the energy for cellular formation, and so therefore the body will make an abnormal cell. And if you're in a high field of electromagnetic static, it can cause cellular miscommunication, and that abnormal cell, you could have the mitochondria of the cell, the powerhouse of the cell, block and become impotent of power to release an enzyme that tags that cell and tells the body, this is an abnormal cancerous cell, destroy it. So let me recap that in another way. One of the reasons why we are so adamant about telling you to reduce your exposure to electromagnetic static is because that static creates cellular miscommunication, and the body creates an abnormal cell and loses the signal to destroy that cell. That cell is allowed to replicate, and that's how you get cancer. You remember when the cell phone first came out and the internet first came out and how they would create static? If you got it near the radio in the car, you couldn't use a cell phone because you'd get so much static on the radio that you couldn't hear anyone talking on the phone, or you couldn't hear the radio. And remember how you had internet and you had that DSL that connected through your cell phone, through your landline, and they put a filter on the system because if you didn't have a filter in your landline, there was so much static you couldn't even access or you couldn't connect through the internet. So we've always known static was a problem. We've always known since the late 1700s that static created cellular miscommunication. We've always known that. People tried to confuse it and distort it so we wouldn't have the full understanding and the truth about it. But with autism now being 1 in 3 children in some places in the United States, 1 in 3 children is becoming autistic. We can no longer afford to be ostriches with our heads buried in the sand. We have to find a way to talk about this environmental problem, and we have to be able to talk about and explore solutions. And that's the reason why I am so grateful, because mitigating your environment is only part of it. Fortifying your diet to eat radiation-free food, learning to alkalize your body so that you can fortify oxygen combustion for new cell development and body detoxing. Oxygen is so necessary to detox the body. And so I want to just give that shout out to Miss Tamia and her. She's still a newlywed, her husband, Mr. Anthony, because they're such a dynamic couple doing amazing things, empowering people to be motivated to change for the positive. Staging up the platform of health and promoting people to alkalize their diet and to drink alkaline water is so fabulous. Imagine, Tamia was a beauty chemist. She was an educator. She taught cosmetology school, and she discovered the alkaline water industry and even how it affected her industry. When the water is more alkalized, it softens the shampoos and conditioners, and it makes hair color more amazing. It makes it more natural when they are able to process it with more alkalized water. I'm amazed at how many hairdressers now have alkaline water machines in their salon, because they discovered how using alkaline water about 8.0 enhances the whole chemistry process of beautifying their hair. And I've seen colors done. I mean, alkaline water makes blondes more luxurious and reds more brilliant. And it makes it look so natural that it's just amazing to see what they're able to do. So I'm giving you a shout out to me. Welcome back to the United States. I'm so glad your book tour in New Zealand was so successful. And I want to extend my condolences to the families over the holiday. It's always, I mean, how do you prepare for death? It's always tragic to hear someone have died, and then on Thanksgiving Day to have someone die at a time when people have gathered together to strengthen the family. My first condolences go to Oprah Winfrey. She lost her mom Thanksgiving Day. And you've heard the stories. If you followed her life, you know their relationship was not always on good footing. The early years of Oprah's life, you know, she was actually raised by her grandparents, and then subsequently her father, and there were family dynamics that were such that she was violated by a family member, and her rebellion to that landed her into a juvenile detention center. Oprah is one amazing woman, and how she was able to get some counseling, and how she was able to use the constructs of forgiveness, laughter, love, forbearance, to embrace her mom, forgive the past, to seek healing for both of them, so that the days ahead of them would be full and glorious. Took her mom all over the world. She exposed her to a lifestyle that most people just dream about. Put her mother in a brand new house, chauffeur-driven limousine, and brought her furs from the best furriers of the world. She helped to unify their family when she found out her mother indeed had had another daughter, and the daughter was given up for adoption, and as God would have it, God is such an awesome God. What is the likelihood that a child given up for adoption displays biological parents. And it led her to the first name of her mother. And when she began to seek out where the mother came from, her son began to say, you know, this kind of looks like maybe, do you think we could be kin to Oprah Winfrey? Because her mother has the same name. I think it's Vernell. And her mother came from the same city where the woman lived that gave birth to you. And when she went through the adoption papers and found out indeed that she, her mother was the mother, same mother of Oprah Winfrey, can you imagine how that translated for them? And she was so gracious. Because love always protects. You want to know if somebody loves you, and if it's real love, then you put it through the litmus test. Does love protect you? Does that person? And so when this young woman went to contact her mom, and then to reveal herself to Oprah Winfrey, she didn't come with any demands. She came with an open heart. She came with her vulnerabilities because she was in the projects, holding on to life by a wing and a prayer, trying to keep her son from being a statistic, trying to keep a hope alive in her daughter, who had the mitigated gall to hope to be a medical doctor in the midst of such a lack and limitation and impoverishment. She came as she was, not trying to have any pretensions. Offering, had nothing to offer, but her love and her strong will to be reunited with the people that she belonged to. And to watch Oprah embrace her vulnerability. She didn't ask for anything. Oprah being a billionaire? Your sister's a billionaire. And you come and you won't ask for nothing, not even a glass of water. She asked for Oprah's heart. She asked for Oprah's understanding. She asked for Oprah's love. She asked to be favored to love, to be favored to be loved. Watch that story play out. She asked to be favored for her mother to love her. And to watch the grace of God that could bring her back her dignity. A child abandoned. A child given up for adoption for all the right reasons. Oprah's mom was trying to give her a better life, trying to get her out of the perils of darkness and poverty that robbed Oprah of her innocence. Because y'all know Oprah's story. She was raped by her uncle and conceived a child. Oprah's mother did not want that for her baby girl. And to see that family unified in love and to be able to share in their journey together and how Oprah gifted her sister with brand new house, brand new wardrobe, shopping all over the world, being on a private jet. Wow. Thank you, Oprah. Showing the world what love looks like and restoring your sister, restoring your family, and embracing her, the deity of her life that she was crafted by the hand of God. And that was his will to allow her to journey home. Thank you for sharing your life with your mom all these years and being able to demonstrate for the world what forgiveness looks like. what respecting and honoring your parents looks like. So many people dishonor their parents. Our Tuesday radio show is brought to you by Healthy Smart Homes. That's usually what we talk about. Toxins in your environment, how to live a more gracious life. But today I really want to talk about Thanksgiving. Because in the world of environmental health and environmental mitigation and environmental policies or policies that sustain the health and protection of our environment, it's a lot of warfare. But today we can take a rest from the battle and talk about those that have inspired Thanksgiving and the strength they bring to our journey. And so we're taking a sideline to Oprah Winfrey's life and the love of her mother, how she loved her mother after she had been given away to her father and grandmother to raise. And then I want to talk about my nursing colleague, Victoria. Victoria was one of the most amazing nurses I ever worked with, because it's one thing to take care of another person when you're well, but it's another thing to work when you're sick. Victoria was a very compassionate person, very fashionable, full of glee and joy. And we lost Victoria on Thanksgiving Day, too. Two years ago, I spent Super Bowl Sunday with her and her husband. Then, at the time, that he was her fiancé. And she was so gracious, and we visited back and forth. She was just one of my colleagues in Cincinnati. She was so intrigued by this technology. She had lost her kidney function. And I was able to show her how a box spring will pick up the radiation from the wall behind the bed and create angiitis, swelling of the blood vessel, swelling of the renal artery, just by sleeping on box springs that are energized with radiation. She was so fascinated when I took her to her bedroom and had her sit on the bed and lay down on the bed and was able to test her and show her she was having energy loss and imbalance. And so we did some things to adjust her bedroom around and mitigate her bedroom and bring down the numbers and balance out the energy. But being a renal patient for so long, going to dialysis, dealing with all the things she had to go through was just overwhelmed her. And so on Thanksgiving Day, at the early evening, 3:32 to be exact, Victoria took her flight. Victoria, I want to thank you for the many, many, many selfless deeds and tasks you did to care for others and sustain the health of others. Your living was not in vain, because everywhere you went, before you could speak a word, just by entering into a place, people illumined with smiles and welcomes. And Thanksgiving. You are an amazing cook and a great person to share the Super Bowl with. I will never forget your laughter. I will never forget the joy of having my team beat your team and my ability to cheer all over your house and make you have to tolerate me being ecstatic and overjoyed. The fact that my team won and yours didn't. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you. Person that I lost on Thanksgiving evening, are most one of the most amazing people. I know you're much older than I am. And you brought six beautiful children into the world that were kind of like my little siblings. But this is what I give thanks for. I can remember you coming to high school. You were singing in the morning. Something about your class, you and Lenora, your neighbor. You guys would sing all the way to school, sing all the way from school. And in the midst of all the heartache and oppression and racism that was in that community, it was your songs of joy that helped to wake me up in the morning, because I knew if you was outside singing, I should have been out the door. It kept a smile in my heart to know that your heart was full of joy. I thank God because you had such beautiful children and grandchildren. You raised some of the most honorable young men in our community. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I know you lost a grandson and you lost your son just a few months ago. But I thank you for the demonstration of joy that amidst great adversity, you kept a song in your heart. You were able to sing. It was almost as if you took some lessons from the sparrow, because you was a single teen mother of six children. At a time when food stamps didn't exist, Medicaid didn't exist, or was on the way in, and low-income housing was non-existent. So that struggle was yours to carry. And yet, you were singing. In the storm, you were singing, no matter how burdensome your journey became. There was still a song in you. Did you even see a sparrow? Had you even met a sparrow? Had you ever studied a sparrow? Did you know what a sparrow looked like? It was a great season in my life, a season of depression and a season of seeming great defeat and a season when my health was kind of sideways, a season. And I can remember listening to Joe Osteen, and he was talking about the woman who wrote the song, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching over me." And I was like, what was so significant about the sparrow that somebody would make a sparrow the center of their praise, the center of worship in a song? And so I began to go to the internet and look up a sparrow. And I invite all of you this evening to research a sparrow. This is what I learned. Sparrow in its lifetime learns to sing about 20 songs. Their songs are called thrills, T-H-R-I-L-L-S, a thrill, T-H-R-I-L-L-S. And the sparrow learns to sing this thrill, and he'll sing that thrill over and over and over and over and over and over until he has it in perfect pitch. And in the midst of the storm, when the rain is so torrential that there's no visibility and the thunder claps loud to intimidate you, the sparrow nuzzles and nestles in the branches of the tree, and it increases the volume, it increases the power, it increases the loudness of its thrill. It's as if it's saying, I may be in a storm, but I know his eye is on me, and I'm confident that the God of the storm is able to keep me safe and eat and able to keep me protected. Sparrow enhances the volume of its thrill in the midst of a storm. The sparrow sings from sun up to sundown. never cease to have a song of praise, a song of joy, a song that encouraged and inspired an entire community. So I bless you. May the favor of God, Sue, be upon your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. May the favor of the sovereign Lord Jesus Christ be their portion. And may there be a day of vengeance of our God. I decree by the authority of his love for them that Jehovah Gabor, Milkamiah, the Lord God mighty in battle, will deliver your children, will stay them, will anchor them in God, so heaven becomes in the name of Jesus. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. So I'm so excited that the farming community is now getting the word of mitigation and restoration. I shared last week about my conversation with a farmer who bought him. He bought him $2 million farm and moved in the farmhouse, and everybody started getting sick. He lost all his hair. I hope to have him on in a couple of weeks to be able to hear his excitement about this technology, to be able to talk about the farms that we've done and the help, the shift in the help that happened within 3 days of the technology being in these farmers' houses. But tonight I want to leave you with a special prayer of thanksgiving. The ability to say thanks is the highest praise and compliment you can give to God and you can give to your fellow man, your family member. We talked about that last week. How we inspire husbands to love their wives with thanksgiving. Pastor Hill shared how it ignited a fresh passion in his covenant with his wife of 18 years. We shared from the home of a young couple that were on the gratitude journey. And so I want to encourage. It's amazing. It's just a matter of 1 week. It's just a matter of a few days. And so many people died last week. It was just incredible. All the people that left here on Thanksgiving Day. But I'm going to inspire you to continue to express your thanksgiving for your family members, your children, friends. Strengthen your community. Strengthen your family. Strengthen the places that you work with the expression of thanksgiving, because tomorrow is not promised. I want to give a shout out to my Canadian family, to Rod. I was so grateful to get a text from you this week to let me know that you were stronger and that you were checking in on me. And everybody is so excited. I've been sharing my photographs. Did you Photoshop those? I said, no, really, they're not Photoshop. I wouldn't even know how to do that. I said, it was taken live. I had to put people on the phone to verify and validate. And yes, I look 25 years younger, but it's not a Photoshop photograph. It is a real photograph, live, taken, live and living color. But my skin is looking so amazing, bathed in distilled alcohol water. That's just incredible. And so, Mario, are you on the line tonight? Do I have any of my Canadian family in the studio? I know people on holiday, even though Canada's Thanksgiving was last month. I've just been hearing such excitement about everybody sharing with the alcohol water. Pastor Hill, how's it going in your family, in your home, with all the Thanksgiving? Do you have a praise report this weekend? I mean, this week.
Everything is on the spot.
Everything is on the spot. Well, all right now. Well, I'm gonna jump off of here because I'm on travel and I've had a long day down in Cincinnati today, working on some getting us ready, working with our marketing company, getting us ready for a global launch. So I want to end today with a prayer of thanksgiving for God allowing us to see another week, strengthening us for another year of bringing his wisdom and his grace, his love and his understanding to the people of God. And in places, devastated places, where the environmental toxins are so incredible, children are dying, animals are dying. Some farmers were telling me that their cattle are dying in 2 years in some of these radiation zone ones. So we look to God. We look to the Lord Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you this evening, lifting up our hope to you, thanking you first for the man of God, Pastor Jonathan Hill, who has been so faithful. Even in the midst of great frustration when his dashboard and the radio operatives would not work, he was steadfast, doing everything he knew to do to get the problem resolved, to keep our words, our hope, our journey, our cause, our mission lifted up. Saying goes, and love lifted me. There's no greater love than a man has when he lays his life down to sustain the lives of others. Father God, I'm asking you for a shift in his life. And I'm asking you for the blessings that he's seeking to turn and start seeking him. I'm decreeing and declaring his help is able to locate him and the success that he seeks for his crops on the farm he's able to have in the name of Lord Jesus. I'm asking you to bless our campaign in 2019. It's going to be the biggest, it's going to be the greatest, and it's going to bring us strategic partners to bring these solar nano cells around the world. We thank you for your exceeding grace and being the exceeding God. Thank you for inspiring your greatness in us. Thank you for the protection of our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. We thank you that your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, because you're the exceeding God. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good night, everyone.